People are so complex, you're so unique. It's true, because you know the women's, like your a woman's dashboard has got dials and knobs and meters and stuff all over and lights blinking, and it doesn't come with any instruction manual. And you push the wrong one, it explodes. Men, on the other hand, have one switch on, off. That's it. Very, very different. We're so complex.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, Pastor Wayne is going to show us there are some things in life we have no control over. Our gender, our parents, family, circumstances such as accidents. But it's not so much about the hand we are dealt, it's how we play the hand. In a moment, a message entitled, A Winning Hand. But first, we invite you to join us for a few minutes of music from the New Hope album, Hope is Alive. Here now is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, A Winning Hand.
I want to talk today about something I began last week. I said, your future is going to be determined not by the cards you've been handed, but how you play those cards. I want to unpack that, because to a large degree, the blueprint of our life is going to be determined by the choices we make. If I am enjoying any benefits at all today, a lot of it's from the choices I made in my 20s and 30s. If I'm suffering any consequences today, a lot of it's from the choices I made in my 20s and 30s, because I'm 45 now. And so I'm working through those things. But isn't that true? A lot of that's from the choices. We're going to talk about that. Matthew 25 is where the curtain opens. Today, we're going to talk about a parable. And you all know it, the parable of the five talents. He gave five, one, two to another, and one to one. And watch how it's not the talents or even the scope or the amount, but what they do with it is what God evaluates and God judges. Let's take a look at the top of our notes. I'll put it on the screen, and let's read what it says here. Matthew 25, would you read it with me? Go. To one, he gave five talents. To another, two. And to another, one. Immediately, the one who had received the five talents went and traded with them and gained five more. In the same manner, the one who received the two talents gained two more. But who received the one talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid. Now it goes on to say, after a long while, the master returned. And the one with the five talents came up and said, Master, you've given me five. Here's five more. And the Lord says, well done, my good and faithful servant. That phrase that we say often, well done, my good and faithful servant, it's from Matthew 25. It wasn't the amount that I gave you, it's what you did with it. The one that came up with two, he said, Master, I've made two more. The master didn't say, well, you should have made five like the other guy. He said, no. What I gave you, you invested well. Well done, my good and faithful servant. However, the one that just had one said, you know, I knew you were a hard man and I was afraid. So I hid my talent in the ground because I was afraid. Fear. So here it is. The one talent, the master said, you could have at least put it in the bank. Got some interest. Did you do nothing with it? Did you not improve it? No, because I was afraid. And he said, you wicked slave. There's going to be three principles from this parable that I want us to catch. It's not in your notes. It'll be up here. But let's take a look at these three principles. Number one, here. God expects us to make the most of what we've been given. Isn't that right? It's not what he gave you. He expects you to make the most of it. It's not the cards you've been given in life. It's how you play them. The second thing is you have to remember that no one has been given the same as everybody else. It's not a cookie cutter generation. Someone has five, someone has two, someone has one. Doesn't really matter what you've been given. It's just that God wants us to do something with what we've been given. That's the whole thing of the parable. Underlying principle. Well, what about what God gives you? Don't worry about it. You didn't choose that. God did. What you get is up to God. And he's going to make it work. So always remember. Now, we can compare. We can get upset. We can bemoan. God is saying, no, I gave that to you. So you did not choose these. What? God did. So we're going to take a look at this and how to get a winning hand. So I brought some cards today so that we can play some cards. And by the way, these are Hawaiian Airlines cards because they were free. So we're going to play some cards with this. Now, how many of you have ever played poker in your life? Raise your hand. I'm feeling better already that I'm surrounded by so many sinners. And so, especially five-card stud. Five-card stud is you get five cards, and that's all you get. For example, let's say here is a three of diamonds. I'm going to just put these right here, all right? Three of diamonds right there. Mix them up a little bit. Four of clubs. Can you remember these? Okay, four of clubs right there. Just going to put them right down on that table. All right, what's this one here? Three of spades. Okay, we'll put that right there. All right, what's this one here? Five of hearts. Everybody remember that. Five of hearts. I'm going to put it right there, okay? Okay, and then here, what's this one? Okay, two of diamonds. Now I'm going to put those five cards right there. Got them? One, two, three, four, five. Now, they're not that high a card. There's just not that much value to them. But that's the cards you get. There they are. Now, remember, it's not the cards that you get. It's how you play them. And this parable and these cards, sort of like a metaphor that I'm going to use, because God's going to give us five cards that there's nothing you can do about it. You can't mix and match them. You can't wish for his hand or her hand. You got to play the cards you got. And that's exactly what this parable is talking about. But it's how you play them. And God is going to evaluate us, not on the cards, but what you do with those cards. That increases their value. So let's take a look at five uncontrollable cards you're going to get in life. Five uncontrollable factors. Here it is. The first is, in your notes, would you write down, it's your conception, which that means is how you were born, in that it's your DNA, your chromosomes, it's your parents, it's the way you are. from your parents. It's what you got inside of you. It's your bone structure. It's whether or not you're tall or short. You can't do anything with those. Some people are born with low energy. Some kids, as soon as they're born, they bounce off the table and they say, I got places to go, people to see, things to do. And arriba, arriba, they go till they die. Others are extroverts. Some are introverts. Some are quick to comprehend. Others, like, super slow. It's neither right or wrong, just how it is. It's kind of like you ask somebody a question and they just look at you. And then a week later, they respond. And their response is, could you repeat that question, please? It's not right or wrong, it's just how we are made. It's your conception. And God wants everybody unique. Now, we compare as good or bad, like a hierarchy. God says, no, it's not a hierarchy. It's just a horizontally. It's just everybody's the same. It's just different. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 139, let's read it together. Go. Thank you for making me so wonderfully. People are so complex. You're so unique. Especially women. Yeah. In fact, if you're sitting next to your wife, turn to her and say, you're so wonderfully complex. Yeah. And if you're sitting next to your husband, turn to him and say, you're amazingly simple. It's true, because you know the women's, like your a woman's dashboard, it's got dials and knobs and meters and stuff all over and lights blinking, and it doesn't come with any instruction manual. And you push the wrong one, it explodes. Men, on the other hand, have one switch on, off. That's it. Very, very different. We're so complex, but we have to say, Lord, thank you for making us so complex. Some people say, well, what about flaws? Well, you call it a flaw. God doesn't. It's a card that he dealt. Well, what if I were blind? Ask Stevie Wonder. He hears music and sees notes better than anybody I know. A man with polio, you never think he'd arise too much, but he came the president of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Well, she's blind and she's deaf and she's mute. Her name was Helen Keller, but she mastered 6 languages and was in the audiences of kings and queens. Now, you might call it a flaw. God calls it value. I used to be a stamp collector, and if you'd find a stamp that had a, what we call a flaw on it, it's like 100 times more valuable than any other stamp. We look for those stamps, and we collect them because they are so unique. I was going to Abercrombie and Fitch to buy my son Aaron some jeans because he likes those, you know. They're like $139. I pulled out this set of jeans and about fell apart on me. It's like, whoa, it was ripped and torn. It was the ugliest thing I ever seen. And it's like they threw it on an H1 and let the cars run over it, and they shook it out and $139. But then here's the cool thing. There was a little label on it. And here's the label. It said this: these jeans have intentional flaws in order to make them unique. I thought that should be on each of us. Yeah, do you remember Nick Wojcik? No arms and no legs. He spoke at our Easter service, and now he goes around the world speaking to hundreds of thousands of people about his faith. Now, you might call it a flaw. Ask him. God has used it to give him audiences everywhere as he shares his faith. You understand? God knows what's best for our future. It's not what cards you've been dealt. It's how you play them that will give you a winning hand or not. A winning hand or not. It was Paul the Apostle. He had a thorn in the flesh. Kept him depending on God. And in Galatians 4:13, he was on his way to Galatia. He was on his way down to the lower part But he, because of a sickness, goes north for a little while to Philippi, rests, and listen to what it says. In fact, read it with me. Go. Because of an illness, I came to you the first time preaching the... Yeah, he may not have gone there, but because of an illness, he needed to rest. And what came of it? The good news. You think those people, aren't they glad that the good news came to them? I bet they're thankful for that illness. We might call it a flaw. God says it's a design. It's how you play your hand. The second thing, that card that is a non-negotiable, it's your connections. It's your family, your parents, your relatives, your grandparents, your cousins. You didn't choose them. That's given to you. That's given to you. Your connections. In fact, let's read what it says here in Acts 17 and verse 26. Would you read it? It's up on the board. Go. From one man he made every nation of men, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. Did you know that God determined the exact family for you to be in? It's a card that he dealt to you, especially in your early connections. It's so important to be able to navigate this card well. Well, some people say, well, you know, I don't like my brother. I don't like my sister. Well, you need to see that that's a connection that God gave to you. And you know what disconnects people from one another? The Bible calls it sin. Sin disconnects people because the wages of sin is... And there's two definitions of death. One is a cessation of life. The other is the boop, separation from life. Sin disconnects us from one another. Do you remember Adam and Eve in the garden? When they sinned, what happened? Boop, disconnected with God. And when God came in the garden, he said, Adam, what happened? Remember what he said? When we heard you in the garden, we were afraid because we were naked. God said, who told you you were naked? And they sewed fig leaves together, covered up, and we've been covering up our sin ever since. God asked Adam, what'd you do? And he took it like a man and blamed the woman. It's a woman you gave me. And not only does he blame the woman, he blames God. It's the woman you gave me. It's that card. I want another card. God says, no. I gave you those cards because your future is not going to be determined by the hand you've been given, but how you play that hand. The next card that you don't have a choice about are your circumstances. It's coincidences, accidents, what someone does to you. Can't control that guy. Can't control that person's attitude. Can't control what happens to me, but I can control what happens in me. Circumstances, you just can't control those very well. James tells us that. Would you read with me what James says? Go. You do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. Whether you'll be rejected, abused, it can affect your future. It's a card you've got to play. The fourth card starts with other people, but it ends up in your head. You know what that is? It's the card of your inner conversation. Now, it starts with other people saying things about you. You loser. You're so uncoordinated. You're up to no good. You're just a trouble. You're trouble waiting to take place. But the problem isn't what they say to us. It's us repeating to ourselves what they said about us. You drop something after someone says, you're so uncoordinated, and you drop something. And you say, well, it figures. It figures, I'm so uncoordinated. And we talk to ourselves. We even lie to ourselves. You got to remember this. Something can hurt you even if it's not true, if you believe it. Even if it's false, it will still hurt you if you believe it. I'm so ugly. I'm just so ugly, a girl says. And it could be a lie. She could be beautiful. But when someone gets mad at her, you ugly. And she'll go in there and she'll paint the barn. She'll fluff her hair. She'll put on lures on her ear and eyelashes that just fan you as she blinks so long. And then she looks in the mirror at a restaurant and says, oh, I'm so ugly. And she tries to make up for that and makes that a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because why? Because we've said it to ourselves again and again and again. Do you know that humans talk to themselves all the time? And about 60 to 80% of it is self-demeaning talk. Oh, I'm too fat. Oh, I'm too ugly. I'm going bald. I'm going this. I'm doing that. And we just demean ourselves again and again. If you talk to your friends like you talk to yourself, you would have no friends. I think that's one of the differences between humans and animals. Animals don't talk to themselves. Humans do. And we just beat ourselves to death with self-talk, our bad inner conversation. Watch dogs. They don't talk to themselves. You can kick your dog. Get out of here. Arr, 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 arr. They don't sit in the corner going, rawr, 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 rawr. No, they don't. Human beings talk to themselves right into the pit. Inner conversation. You see, the reason that's so important for us to discuss is because what Proverbs 4 says, and would you read it with me? Go. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts, it determines your blueprint. And if you think about it enough, you become it, because that's exactly what Proverbs 23:7 says. Read that. Go. As a man thinks in his heart. Yeah. Those you can't change. Those are cards. What people say about you, your circumstances, your connections, your conception. And here's the fifth card that you're going to get dealt. Now, everybody, because we're made in the image of God, you all have this. This next card, everybody has, but it's a wild card because it can affect all the other cards. This one's really important. Want to know what it is? Here it is. Everybody has a choice. It's your choices. But see, that choice and your ability to make that choice is a wild card. It can change every other card because your choice is your greatest gift, or it's your greatest curse. Because you and I can make dumb choices, just stupid choices. That's why the Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, read this, go, I am setting before you a blessing and a curse. Same thing. You choose today. Choose. But remember, it'll be a blessing or it'll be a, that's the wild card. It's the wild card. It'll change everything else. It's a beautiful gift, and God gave us choice. You see, I can't choose my conception, my makeup, but I can choose what to do with my body, how I'm going to use it, abuse it, optimize it, or depreciate it. I can't choose my connections, my parents and grandparents, my DNA, chromosomes, but I can choose to either develop my connections or destroy my connections, build a bridge or burn it. Now, I cannot choose what happens to me, but by my choice, I can sure choose what happens in me. Because I am convinced that life is made up 10% of what happens to you, 90% how you respond to what happens to you. And that's why we have the word responsible. A person that's responsible, he or she is response-able. You are able to respond correctly. So when a problem comes up, you are responsible. Or what? Response-able. You have developed the ability to respond well, because it's 10% what happens to you, 90% how you respond. How responsible are you? It will determine your blueprint and your future.
You have just heard part one of a message entitled A Winning Hand by Dr. Wayne Cordero. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. Now for Pastor Wayne, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.